Dubai and everything.
Wow.
I came here, like I said, to sell my book. I'm on a book signing spree right now because I want people to hear this message that me and Muhammad Ali was a team. They always say Muhammad Ali. It wasn't just Muhammad. It was me and the family and Muhammad Ali. It wasn't just him.
Right.
So, but I'm here to tell my story because it's so important that the team, the woman team, before it was Barack Obama and Michelle, it was Khalil Ali and Muhammad Ali.
I got
that's,
you.
That's what it All was right. first.
Okay.
And, what happens is, you know, and I'm glad I graduated. I'm the only Muslim that graduated from a Christian university. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. And,
wow. So,
yes. And, wow. And what did you just say, man? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So from here, Rudolph, don't go to sleep on me, baby.
I bet that's a book all in itself right there.
It's, thank you, Anne. You know, you got to hear this, Anne. It's deep. It's deep undercover.
Okay.
But what happened was, I'm supposed to go from here tomorrow, God willing, to Raleigh, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
for a big book signing, and I'm here to give, and I nominated a referee by the name of Clancy. You know, he was a referee.
Boxing? Obviously.
Boxing referee,
okay.
Yeah. Clancy. And I'm supposed to give it. So because of the last year,
mm-hmm.
2023, my bodyguard and constituents and colleagues nominated me for a humanitarian lifetime achievement award from President Biden.
Come on now.
Yeah. All right.
But let me tell you something. You ain't gonna like to hear this, but it's the truth. Mm. So somehow President Biden told my bodyguard, said, I need to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're giving me outside the White House. So President Biden gets on the phone and goes, Dr. Khalila Ali Camacho, I am so honored to be able to clarify and give you this award from your constituents.
Okay.
I'm so honored, but this is the thing. I know you are a Republican. I know about all that,
whoa.
But this is the thing.
Don't tell me this.
If you believe, if you know anyone who deserves what I just gave you, you let me know, and I'll make it happen. I said, President Biden, I want to thank you very much. I really appreciate it. He said, because it doesn't matter what side you're on. You have since been away from Muhammad Ali, and you still continue for three decades already helping people in the world.
Okay.
And I trust you and I believe in you.
Okay.
And I know I won't get your vote, but I tell you what, if you want anything from me, I'll take care of it. And I said, thank you, President Biden. So since then, I've been giving certain awards and getting them approved by Biden to give these people an award. So Clancy is going to get one of them. I haven't given Mr. Al Sharpton one yet, but it's on the way. Some other constituents, I gave the Magic Johnson, his mother, Christine Johnson, and Larry Johnson, his brother. They're on the way to get theirs. And a couple of, Polish and Jewish doctors. I've given my own rabbi a award. It doesn't matter of the color. It's about what mm-hmm. you do in the world to help America.
Amen. Okay. I want you to tell us real quick because we always go over when.
But it's okay. You got me forever. I'm here forever. You can stay.
I know. No, but I need to know. This is what I'd like to do.
I want to hear about Ann, man. She is amazing.
Well,
I heard her. She is
yes,
unbelievable.
So
praise the Lord.
Okay.
That's a blessing.
And
yes, ma'am.
Dr. Demery, I want you to hang with us for another 10 minutes, okay? Because then I have to prepare for another show coming up at 9:00. However, I was going to suggest, that's why I want to find out, how long you're going to be in the States because I would love for you to come on some of our other platforms. And I was going to suggest, and perhaps you and Dr. Ali can get together and she can come over your platform. She has a show. It's on Saturday mornings.
Okay, good. I need to get your information. Because
I'm going to give you all of it.
Because when I go to Raleigh, I think I'm going to be there until next Sunday.
Okay.
And then I'll have three more days in the country, and then I go to Bangladesh.
Okay. Because then I would have to, a couple other places.
I can't wait to go there.
You know, I'm sure you're doing fine on your own, but I'd like to help you sell some more books.
Hey, I'm with you. I don't mind at all. That's broadcast. I'll come back to Richmond.
Well, look. I tell you what,
Dr. Eldridge. I stay with her.
Look at you. You always have a platform here.
Oh, I'm here to share the knowledge.
I've been looking for you for.
Cause then I walked up on you. Where's Ann from?
Ann is in Arkansas. Exactly what part of it? I know you. Okay.
We're in the Little Rock area.
She's in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Is there a place called Cotton Plant?
There really is a place called Cotton Plant.
That's where I was at a few years ago. I got the first Sister Rosetta Thorpe Award in Cotton Plant. And I was there, got an award. I was the first one to get one of her awards. I'm sure
that isn't that something?
Yeah, I was so honored to be there. Rosetta Thorpe, the Lady of the Blue.
That's right. You're going all the way back to the 30s.
She was the one that actually discovered rock and roll.
I know it.
Chuck Berry wasn't the first one. It was that woman. It was that woman. I'm telling it again. It's that woman again.
Oh my God. So how can our audience get your book? Again.
Okay, if you want to, you can go to Amazon, look up Undefeated. There is a book that says Forgiveness, but I'm not condoning that one. I'm not supporting that one. That was done from some people I was working with, and I got off their platform, and I do not authorize that book. It's almost like my book, but the guy took it and didn't edit it, and it just pissed me off, so I ended up having my own publishing company, Greatest Publishing. So I'm glad they did it, because I would have never had my own publishing company if they hadn't. So that was a good thing.
Anything
that happens to you bad, just beware. God is opening up another door for you.
Isn't that something?
That's right. So stuff is going to happen.
Isn't that something?
But you have to work with it.
You know, I am...
Yes, sir.
I am so honored.
And if you want me to come back here.
I do?
Yeah. Any kind of platform you want, I can come to a school, I can go come to a library right here in Richmond. I'll let Sister, she got power. That woman got power. She got power. She can set it up, and I can come to even the gymnasium at the school and do a big book signing and gather everybody to come there. And I have autographs, and I also have NFTs. Pictures of me and Muhammad Ali that's worth $1,400 on eBay. You can come and get it. $20 from me. $20. I'm not going to charge
them. Well, I need another one of those.
You got it.
Because you can already have this. And that's been up there since I moved here almost 3 years ago. And that was the first picture I put on my wall.
Okay. When is school out, Eldridge? When is it out?
May 31st is the last day.
Okay.
May 3rd. So I can come back and try to set up for May.
Okay. Now, but what, in the meantime, before you leave the States, I'd like to have you on some of our other radio platforms, no matter where you are in the United States. As long as you have good internet, then we can do the same thing that we're doing here.
Oh, I could do that. I'll have 3 days for you. I have the 24th. Well, I come on the 24th. So I have the 25th, the 26th. I have those 2 days. I could definitely.
What days of the week are those?
25th and 26th? 20 is Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and a Tuesday.
That's right. The 24th is a Sunday. That's when I arrive.
Okay.
Back home in Florida.
So that's
I live
March.
In Florida.
Okay.
The end of March. And then I have the...
Oh, and the 26th?
The day, in the early part of the day, on the 26th, not in the evening.
Okay. No, that...
Now, you're going to have to wait till I come back then.
That might have... But the 25th?
25th is...
I'd like for you to be on the 25th.
What time?
Oh, it's going to be... Depends on what part of the country you're in.
It's going to be in Florida. I'll be in Florida, so you can pick out the time you want.
That's Eastern time, right?
That's Eastern Standard Time.
So that'll be 8:15 p.m.
That's good. I'm
putting
it down.
Okay, I need your number before you leave here.
Okay, I'm going to put all that
put it right there, darling. Yeah. And your email address.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is StreamYard?
Yeah, we're on StreamYard.
Oh. I got that on my phone. Yeah, I got all social media on my phone.
Dr. Aldridge.
Yes.
Any closing remarks? Anything you have like
hey,
to say?
Hey, Aldridge, why don't you tell me about tomorrow?
Okay. Wait, what's going on tomorrow?
tomorrow he's going to, she's going to be coming by, dropping by the school because the class that she met 3 years ago is graduating this year. They're moving on to high school.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So she's going with you tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah,
and you're leaving tomorrow. Tuesday?
No, she's leaving tomorrow evening.
I'm leaving tomorrow evening.
Oh, okay.
To she'll Raleigh. Be at the school tomorrow and I have, at 1 p.m.
And
Sunday.
You'll be in Raleigh till Sunday? Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Mm. And I'm going down Friday.
Wow.
I'm going down Raleigh Friday.
Oh, she didn't
go. Good gracious.
Yes. But you can't call me then because I'm going to be too busy.
Well, you know, I have a show that comes on Tuesday, and my co-host, she's right out of Raleigh. Okay. And that show comes on at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So.
Okay.
But, hey, we'll talk.
Okay.
I'll give you a call.
That's my email, TKO.
And you know, I can get his book. Can get his book when I come to Raleigh, so I can bring it back.
Yeah, you can bring, I can autograph it and bring it back. I'll bring you my book.
Please.
It's a real chick book. You know that, right?
I'm waiting. I'll read it. I'll read it.
But it commends the man all the time.
Just autograph it for me, my dear.
You got it. And it got pictures in the back.
Okay, I'll take it. I don't care. What? I don't know. Ann, did I ever mention to you that I met this young lady?
You did not. You did not, William.
No, 3 years ago. Dr. Demery, did I tell you about it?
You may have. I just don't remember. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you would have remembered. You would have remembered. I'm going to tell you this. If I didn't have another show coming up, then we would continue this because she was on with me, and Dr. Aubrey was on with me. And we went an hour, so I said, okay. I said, Dr. Ali, hey, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you have come. She's a roller brother. I'm not done yet. So we went another whole hour.
There you go.
Hey, look, can I ask
you? That's what you get, William.
Ask anything you want.
Miss Ann, when,
yes, ma'am.
When is your birthday?
I'm born in August.
August what?
The 16th.
Oh, my twin daughters, me and Ali's twin daughters, born August 21st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Rudolph.
Very close.
So, Rudolph,
time.
When's your birthday?
June 6th, 1957.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody in my family is born in June.
Really?
I mean, everybody.
Except for you. You were born the same month I was born. It's March.
My mother, my daughters, my sisters, everybody's born in June, so I'm always broken the month of June. and that's just my birthday cards. But you know, being born in a certain part of the year, it's amazing how it is. I talked to my mother today, and I said, "Mom," I said, "my birthday." She called me and said, "Happy birthday, baby." I said, "Thank you, Mama."
Oh.
I said, and she always say, "Yeah." Yeah, we made it. We made it again.
Wow.
And then I said it, but this time I said it. I said, Mom, I'm 74. She said, what? She says, what? I said, 74. Oh my goodness. Are you sure? I said, yes, ma'am. Oh my, my, my. Oh my, my, my. For real?
Where's your mom? Where does she live?
My mother lives in Chicago.
She's in Chicago.
She'll be 94, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she thinks praise nothing Lord. Of it. But when I said it today, she's kind of got off guard. She goes, what?
This has been great.
I guess she's beginning to say, well, she's getting older too.
A little bit older. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Dr. Ali.
Thank you, sir.
What a pleasant surprise.
You know, when you deal with Dr. Aldridge, you always...
Yeah, she's always doing it. She's always doing this to me. Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know you were in town.
Yeah, her son gave me this beautiful jumpsuit. It's called a...
Silverback.
Silverback. It's got a big gorilla on it. You know the silverback gorilla?
No.
It's got it on it in a t-shirt and everything. And she brought her son with...
Isn't that something?
My little dinner. And I just want to say, Daryl, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Well, I hope Daryl is listening.
I hope Daryl is listening.
Yeah, so we're going to have to get together here soon, okay?
Yes.
And then when you come back in person, that'll be perfectly okay. But anytime, but I would love, as long as you're in the States, I would love to have you on one of our platforms. This is one called The Boomerang.
Yeah.
Then we have Monday Night Madness. We have Cultural Excellence.
Now that I like.
Yes, I would love to have you. That's on Wednesdays.
Okay, okay. So I'm going to get your number.
Of course. So, we will make sure
so
of that.
You can give me your whole schedule.
Because
the best thing to do.
Just send her the whole thing.
So what? Saying, she said what? And
that's right. And look here. And she's going to have links to the show.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to have links. And I'm going to make sure I'll give her some, business cards too. Cards.
You know, I'm working on my website. It's almost done. It's called MamaAli.com.
Okay.
And everybody, once it's all set up, because right now, I've gotten into producing movies
wow.
right now. So, yes, ma'am, I did my first production for a series called The Grid, and it's about I play a Haitian gangster.
And let me tell you, I was shocked. I was really shocked when she said my movie, The Grid, and I was like, huh? I looked and I was like, Mama Ali?
I'm not surprised. Surprised because she has a black, you have a black belt in karate.
Oh, yes, definitely. She does. Oh, definitely.
Hell. She does.
I saw my birthday balloon sneak up behind me. I almost knocked him out.
But she was actually trained by Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Read the book. The book is all in the book.
Well, I can't tell you
everything. Well, I got to have my book.
But you know what? I did The Grid. Now, you can actually, The Grid was having like 10-minute episodes, 15-minute episodes. My episode is 45 minutes.
Okay.
And I became the producer. After I became the actor, I became the producer, and I'm a cartel person. And I run the part of Little Haiti in Miami, and then you got little Havana with all the cartels, so I'm buying up all their land. And what happens is actually I get some of the women that's in the human trafficking, and I keep them and I clean them up, and nobody can touch them after that. And they don't call me Mama Ali in there; they call me Mama Soleil.
Mama Soleil.
Oh, Mama Soleil. And if you want to see it, just go to Amazon Prime right now.
Is it on right?
It's on right now. It's called The Grid episode. I'm only in episode 6. That's the one I act in and I produce. Episode 6.
Awesome.
The Grid. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. The Grid.
Wow.
And so this summer, God willing, I'm raising money now for a new film. It's going to be Pure Justice. It's about police force working with the community.
Mm-hmm.
Our issues, our prejudices, everything that's gonna happen in there, we wanna happen in real life. Mm-hmm. But, it's a drama. It's almost like Chicago PD, but it's pure justice. I play a sergeant in a police department with detectives and all these issues, cause
this is really good stuff.
Oh, it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Dr. Ali, I hate the end of this, darling.
I hate the end of it too.
Me too. But it's not the end. I hate to continue this to another time, okay? Because it's not the end. Because I've been looking for you for 3 years here now.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking at the right spot.
I always ask about you.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking in the right place.
And so, but thank you for even thinking about me and coming by.
Yeah. Well, I'm also on the board of Compton Airport. You think everything negative comes straight out of Compton. But we have an airport in Compton, and I'm the CEO of teaching our black sisters and brothers how to be pilots, because I'm a pilot.
Now, that is...
Yeah. I've been a pilot since I was 22. If you want to see me flying, I fly. Just type in on YouTube, Khalilah Ali, Pakistan Air Force.
Okay. Incredible.
There you go.
You know how I'm going to end this or continue this?
What's that? With your bad self. Hey, man,
hey, I'm looking at
that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I see you, ladies.
This is absolutely incredible.
I just want to say,
you're beautiful.
All those girls out there, Ramadan Mubarak.
Good night, ladies.
Oh, wow.
Good night.
Absolutely.
Bye, Rudolph.
Likewise.
All right, guys. And thank you. All right, Dr. Demery. My pleasure, my friend. Dr. Aldridge. What a pleasant surprise. I just got a birthday present. This is my birthday present.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much.
Just standing before the king. Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my eyes would see. Face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What you.
Let's show the world the real Jesus. His heart, his love, his grace. Jesus forgives and he brings new life. A change for the gospel's sake. Let's show he is real. Jesus revealed. Let's show he's real. Jesus revealed. How will they know who we really serve? When the true gospel they've never heard. He's alive in us. He should be seen in us. We are living epistles of him. Let's show he is real. Jesus revealed. Let's show he is real.
and stressed you. Hand the glory to me. Some way you worked another miracle. Now the only thing left to do is lift my hand.
Thank you, Lord, for
all you've done for me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
When everything is going wrong, you step
wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star. I wish on all the rainbows that I've seen. I wish on all the people who really dream. And I'm wishing on tomorrow playing in the come. And I'm wishing on all the love that we've ever done. I never thought I'd see a time when you would be.
So